您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 Students at Central China Normal University have recently found that two self-study rooms or 自习室 in Chinese that used to open to everyone now are only available for the top-notch students. 近日华中师范大学教务处下发通知，将两间自习室指定为尖子生专用教室，此举也引发争议，有人称这是变相的等级之分，但也有人认为专属自习室在本质上而言是一种选择性激励。 So first of all, why do you think the university is doing this?
The university is doing this because they want to give the best students that they've picked out, apparently, better treatment, I think. And the students that have been part of two projects will have the exclusive rights to use these special study rooms. One project is Boya Project, so it's a project that aims to cultivate an elite group of undergraduate students to becomethat are not to become teachers. And then the other one is Future Educators Project, which is a special project for teachers, future to be, as this is a normal university. And those who are not part of these projects do not have the right to use these, study rooms at all. And I think there is a problem here, because aren't we talking about a public good here? This is a public university.
Yeah, I think that's really the question. I mean, you know, if this was, you know, like a special building or something created from, you know, some type of donation or endowment, and then they said, and then the person giving the money or the group said, we want this building to be used for this. Well, it's just like, well, you're giving us the money, so I guess we kind of have to do that, which is what happens a lot in universities in the United States, public and private. But I think that here, first of all, we cannot fault,a university for trying to, nurture the talents of two specific groups. One is people with a language proficiency, or creative mind, or overall quality. Well, whatever that means. But certainly they seem to have some type of target student in mind. And the other one is for, you know, people who have proven that they are going to be more than likely very good teachers, top teachers when they graduate. So again, I don't think we can fault, a university, public or private. I don't think that we can fault a school.For creating programs to discover and encourage people with greater talent, in any of these areas. I think that yes, it is unfair, to give them a study room, that only for these programs because they are in such high demand already. And so in that sense, it is unfair and discriminatory, And perhaps we should take a look at those types of policies. But again, you know, saying that there's something wrong with these programs by themselves, I don't think is quite valid.
And I also have a question here. Is it going to be okay, let's say, if everybody has gotten a study space and a guaranteed, and these are just maybe better rooms with like aircon or something like that, and would that be okay? I mean, this is a situation that when most students are struggling to finda space to study outside of their dorms, although the university is saying, oh, that's not the situation here, but judging from, you know, just common understanding, I doubt that is the situation here. So, yeah.
I'm not sure. I mean, on the one hand, the university does say that they already have plenty of study spaces for students, so there's not such...rarity of resources, so to speak.
But that seems to be counterintuitive to what we see in most Chinese universities.
That is true. That is true. But also, for example, Shou Hu Michael has a different kind of opinion. So she is saying, I think it's pretty normal. Our university also has a exclusive classroom for some kind of exclusive class. And when the class was being recruited, they are recruited under a certain title, a certain direction or something.Something, so maybe they have some exclusive rights or something, and that should be okay.
Okay, well, I think here seems to be a bit of a conflict of interest between sort of the elitism education type, and also...
But no, I think that's a very, very large assumption, and a pretty big leap, I would say. I mean, just because you are looking for the best type of student does not necessarily make them elite. I think that there are perhaps background factors that would work in, you know, that we can say perhaps, well, you know, they probably went to better schools and so on and so on. But we can't just say, you know, that definitely these people are coming from a certain type of background. When really, I mean, these types of programs, are created to discover talent, not to say, oh, okay, then you've come in because if you've done this and now you're part of this program, right?
Yeah, but here I think elitism, what I mean here is that, okay, you could be, you know, special talented students that get recruited in the first place, and then it's all special treatment after that that comes with this sort of elite status, judged by your talent. So it comes with, you know, these special study rooms, special teachers, more attention to you, devoted to you, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, yeah, you can say this is meritocracy in play, but still, we're talking about students all paying equal fees or getting scholarships to come into the same place to study. I mean, what about the other people?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, the truth is that some people are just more qualified. And for depending on whatever criteria you're looking at, and this university has created two programs with very specific criteria that they're looking for students, and this is what they have decided. This is the type of student that they want to promote, if you will. They're going to devote more resources to and allow for something like this. And so I think, I mean, yeah, I understand what you're saying. It is unfair, but life is unfair. And so, I mean, what is a university to do? Say, oh, no, we're going to have fair treatment for everyone, which means that we don't have any outstanding graduates?
Yeah. But what does this have to do with outstanding graduates? If people all had a place to stay, study, that is a basic requirement.
Maybe it is, maybe not. But I mean, you have to remember, I mean, why do governments decide to give certain types of companies a certain amount of money and certain types of companies don't get these subsidies? Because the government wants to encourage companies to do a certain thing. In this school, which is a teaching school, one of their programs is about graduating the best educators that they possibly can. How do you do that? You have to identify them first and then get them special treatment.
Yes, and those people have already gotten scholarships. You know, stuff, well, I guess economic stimulation for
them.
So
are you saying that if you are an outstanding student, you should not get special considerations?
Well, I think
if you were in this position, mm-hmm. and they said, hey, you know, you're really, really great, we want you to come, you're one of the best, but you're going to be like everyone else.
No, that's not what I'm saying, but I think they've already gotten special treatment, but when it's something of basic guaranteed need that every student should be entitled to, that should not be rewarded to special people. That's mm-hmm. what I think.
Yeah, and Draco sends an opinion saying...
Oh, hi, Draco. Good to see you.
How could an exclusive study lounge contribute anything to motivating the top students' minds? Are the current study rooms very noisy? And then it's a management problem. But he also says hierarchy itself is part of society, so get used to it.